Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot from the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on
the... Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to be able to come back once again into your homes, motels, or wherever that you may be at, just to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood on Blog Talk Radio. We're just reaching the world for Christ. So we want you to be a part of this and call in tonight and have a part of this service where the subject is faith, what we've been on for several weeks. So we just praise God tonight that we're still speaking about faith. You know, that's what it's all about. We got to have faith to please Him. It's impossible to please God without faith. So we want you to call in tonight and be a part of it. The number is 347-308-8524. That number is 347-308-8524. So call us and get in here with us and be a part of this and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and we'll just have a good time in the Lord. So this is Reaching the World for Christ, broadcast on Blog Talk Radio with Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. And so the number you can call in is 347-308-8524. So call in and be a part of this tonight and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. So I want to go to the Lord in prayer and just ask God to meet the needs of these people right here. This is a prayer request that we got here that we want to pray over. I want you to help us pray over them. And right here it says the unsaved to be saved, which that's the most important thing, is the salvation. And Brother Bobby Bryant, I need to pray for him for a bus. And here's Brother Bob Hicks, the pastor, and his wife. They're 90 years old. We just come out of service with them Sunday in South Carolina, and we had a great time, two different services up there with them. Lord really moved and really blessed, and we just praise God for having people that's still 90 years old out there on the battlefield, still fighting a battle for the Lord. So we've got Miss Dean, she needs a healing in her body. Lily Elrod, she needs a touch and a blessing in her body. Brother and Sister Miller needs a healing. And Wayne Doctor, he needs deliverance from alcohol. And Clarence Norris and Eloise, they need a healing in their body. Jackie Lovengood and Geneva Sledge needs salvation. I want to pray for that. And the church that we go to and attend, the Word of Faith Church, needs a roof on it. So I want you to help us pray that the finances will come in to get a roof on the church. So we just praise God for that. So we want to just go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just pray for the needs. And just ask you to pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now.
Thank you, God.
God, as we come before you, God, in faith, believing, God.
Lord.
Lord, asking you, God, for these requests. And God, we're just to bring them to you. Lord, just asking you, Father, that you would touch them that's sick and afflicted. Lord, that you would just heal them and make them whole. And Father, we're asking you, God, that you will save the lost, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And God, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, Lord, for it all. In Jesus' holy name. And Father, we praise you, Lord, for the roof, God, in advance, Lord, that's coming on, Father, for the Word of Faith Church. God, we're believing you, God, that you're going to send the finances in, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'd like for you to call in and be a part of this tonight. And the broadcast, you can call in and be live with us right on the satellite. Just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. The number is 347-308-8524. So just call in and be a part of this with us tonight. And we'll just have a great time in the Lord together. Praise God. We want to take our text tonight and look in the scriptures. You find this in Matthew 21 and verse 21 and 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And if ye, and all things whatsoever, verily ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You know, tonight, my friend, I want us to think about this. You know, Jesus, he casted the fig tree down on the road to Damascus. He cursed it because it wasn't bringing forth fruit, and it was cut down. And, you know, that's the very same thing today that we can do if we just only believe God and just trust God. We've got a caller in here, 228. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at, sir.
Hey, yeah, brother. I'm in South Mississippi. Brother Brad from South Mississippi.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother Bobby. Good to have you on here tonight. First time we've had you on here since we went to Satellite.
Yeah. Good to be with you, brother.
Praise the Lord. We're speaking on faith tonight. I just read Matthew 21 and 21 and 22 there, brother. You know, as God, as Jesus done them things, I believe we can do them also. You know, if we just don't doubt whenever we speak the words in 22 there, it says, In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You know, I believe tonight if we just ask God in faith, believing, we can have whatsoever we ask him for.
Well, I tell you what, you look at Joshua, look at Caleb. I mean, they said, we can go up. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Go ahead.
They said, we can go up. We're not the grasshoppers. We got God with us, friend. We're the majority. We can do it. By faith, look what Abraham did. By faith, he said, in a land he didn't even know. By faith, he carried Isaac upon a mountain to sacrifice it because he loved God. He had faith in God.
Amen.
If we got that same kind of faith, brother, we can say to this mountain, get yonder and cast into the sea, and that whatever it is, it's got to go.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times, brother, the mountain looks big, but you know, the Lord said we could do it, you know, and I believe tonight that we can do whatever that we ask him, and we doubt not. And right here, let's look back up into verse 21, there in Matthew 21 and 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith And doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. You know, a lot of times the devil will tell us whenever that we come to face the mountain that we can't do these things. But, you know, I thank God tonight if we'll just, whatever that we ask him and stand on the faith and believe, and, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. And if we just stand on that mountain and look at it and say, Lord, you're going to have to cast down, you know, praise God, come back there again. That brings me back to where you were speaking about Caleb and them there. When they went over there and they seen giants in the land and everything there, what did they do? They said, we can take this land.
I guarantee they can.
And that's what we can do tonight, praise God. We can take this thing by force if we'll just step on it by faith and stand on it and go with it. God will see us through it.
What did Paul say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That faith in God.
Amen.
You can do all things. I mean, if I'm in a single cord, is usually broken, but a three-string cord is hard to break.
Yes, it is.
And you got the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost with you. You got one, you got the other two.
Amen.
And brother, you can go through it.
Yes, you can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know, we got to be joyful in faith in accepting Christ as a substitute for sin. I mean, we got to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
We can't back up. I mean, I thought of what you just said, but he's God of the mountain. He's God of the valley. I mean, he's God and there's none else. He said, who would you liken me to? Who would you compare me with? I am the God that created thee. I'm God and there's none else. You have faith and steadfast in God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And brother, you got no trouble whatsoever. Just like Brother Schambach said, you ain't got no trouble. Just have faith in God.
Amen. You ain't got no trouble. That's right. Just have faith in God. God is bigger than any mountain, any problem, anything that might come against us. God is there bigger. I praise God for that. You know, go ahead, brother.
It says right here, the substance of things hoped for, the assurance of things not seen.
Amen.
I tell you right now, you got to look over there and see the past saints and see what they went through. I mean, my God, I mean, it wasn't everything rosy, but they kept that faith. Just because God don't answer when you call on him don't mean he don't hear.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I brought into a message that I preached on here sometime another back, you know, and we've got it on our website there, too, I think. God's delays is not a denial. God may not answer you just exactly whenever you ask him to. And we're humans and we think, you know, a lot of times that it's got to be done instant like a microwave. But, you know, God might delay the answer just a little while, but that's not a denial. But he hears, and if we'll just believe and we stand on that, that faith, it will come through.
That's right. But, you know, brother, a lot of people, if they in church, they have that faith.
Yes.
But the minute they step out of that church, the wall takes over.
Yes.
And when you do that, you're not going to get nothing. I like what Paul said right here. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I mean, if we have that faced. When we go out on that, you don't live your Christian life inside of a church house. You live it out in the world. Let your light shine where people can see it. You don't put it under a bushel or under a bed. My God, you go out on our highways and byways and compel them to come in.
Yes. Well, that's what a lot of people, you know, it's easy. In a crowd, you know, in the church, like you were saying there, it's easy a lot of times for people to confess faith and strength there, but when they step outside of that door, when they meet all force of hell, then, you know, the flesh will be weak, and if it ain't careful, it'll start doubting. But that's whenever we should stand up then and say that we're strong in the Lord. And
okay.
Truth. Praise God. You know,
I mean, I like what Paul says a lot. You know, he said, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto who are the household of faith.
Amen.
You see how large a letter I have. Well, I like what Paul said.
Yes.
I glory in nothing but the cross.
Amen.
I mean, I don't come to you speaking wide words of men. I come to speak in you, and he said over there, it's in power of the Holy Ghost. My God, if you get in this Bible and let the Holy Spirit guide you and let that faith come to work, there's nothing impossible with God.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord.
I've seen times when it didn't look like the sun was going to rise anymore. But thank God he put a rainbow in the sky.
Amen. You know, I thank God, you know, this weekend we went to Anderson, South Carolina, and just had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost services up there in Anderson this on Sunday. The Lord really moved and really blessed straight to the hearts of people and passed out miracles and signs and wonders was going on up there. And, you know, we had a brother that was going to loan his car. Of course, he loaned it to us, and we just drove it for about 2 weeks. And when ours was tore down, broke down, and so we talked to him about borrowing his car and going to South Carolina. He said, yes, that'd be fine. I said, you can do it. So we was going to borrow his car and go to South Carolina. Well, the car that we'd borrowed was running good, and we took it back, and he got it and drove it, and it was running good. Whenever he drove it, well, he started to move it around. On Friday, we was going down there to pick up the car, and I got a phone call, and I answered my phone. I was almost down there, and he said, brother, he said, the car, said, it won't hardly run. Said, I drove it up the road here a minute ago, and said, I couldn't get it over 30 miles an hour, 35 the most. Said, I don't know what's happened to it. So I said, well, okay, that's all right. So we went on down there, you know, and we got to tell you, well, we're wanting to go there because we've been there to this church for the last 3 or 4 years, and we've had a great time with the Lord every time we go up there. So I'm sitting in the car that we're driving. It had been broke down, but the car that I got was leaking oil real bad. I mean, it was taking for me to drive 50 or 60 miles. A lot of times I'd have to put 2 quarts of oil in it. We prayed over that thing, and I said, well, I preach faith and I live faith. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. You know, we put 2 quarts of oil in that thing, brother, and drove it to Anderson, South Carolina, which is about a 5-hour drive. And it was on full when we got there with oil. And I put a couple of quarts in to come back, and it's on full out here now in the yard. You know, I said God overhauled the motor in that thing. And then,
I guarantee you.
Whatever the
brother, when I used to have that Greyhound bus, and I'm not a mechanic, I'm a preacher. Me and Arlene would be out there, and that bus would break down, and God would show me, or he would send somebody to help me.
Amen.
I mean, you serve God, brother. Let me tell you something. You have that strong faith in God. My sister just had lymph node cancer. Bless her heart, she's taking chemotherapy, but that ain't healing her. God's healing her. That's her testimony. God has healed me.
Yes.
And she ain't got but two more sessions of chemotherapy, and God has brought her through that. She said, God put, she had a dream about this. She said that you want to be instantly healed and you want to go through it. She wanted to go through it.
Amen.
And God had a purpose behind it.
Yes, he does. God's got a purpose behind everything, and you know, telling most times we don't see the purpose, but God's got a purpose. My wife here, I don't know just how many years ago it's been now, she had cancer, and she went through a surgery, and God healed her, and she goes and has her checks now, and she's cancer-free. And, you know,
praise God.
That's God. I just praise God every time she goes and has one of them tests because it comes back cancer-free. How many years has that been, huh? Praise God. That's been about 12 years ago. And, you know, God don't have no respect for a person. She had to go through
that. Brother, he don't have no respect for, if you pray, you go to God in faith, I mean, God, he'll answer. And, like one night now, people, you may not believe this, but I'm telling you the honest God truth. My puppy was sick. I anointed him and prayed for him, and what, but a very few minutes, he is up doing fine.
Amen.
I mean, that's a creation of God.
Yes, it is.
Why not God love it? He does.
Yes, he does. God will answer. You know, too, my wife, this has been, I don't know, back in 99, she was wearing glasses and they was real thick, and the doctor said, we can't put the whole strength in there. So if we did, you'd go completely blind. And we were in service in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I preached that Sunday, and I felt led to call her up there and pray for her, and I prayed for her and prayed for another lady. And the other lady, they laid her glasses on the altar. The other lady picked hers back up and put them on. She's wearing glasses today. But my wife left hers and laid on the altar, and she picked them up, and they got shipped to Mexico. And she ain't got on glasses. She don't have contact lens or nothing. She reads things that I can't even see, and I don't have to wear glasses. I said, one thing about it, I said, honey, you're going to have to pray that I'll get the faith to get my healing. You know, the doctor says, well, your age is why that you're having to wear glasses. I don't know what it is, but Paul, you know, his eyes got weak, but he still preached the gospel, and I'm going to do the same thing.
Well, let me tell you something. You go to God in faith, and I'll go to God in faith, too, and we'll pray, and we'll pray, and we'll just watch God do the work. Who would you compare me to? I'm God. I'm God. I'm the first and last. I'm beginning and the end. Brother, he's got the whole world in the palm of his hand.
Yes, he does.
And I tell you, he loved us so much he couldn't live. He had to die.
Yes, he did.
Died on the cross for us. He loved us so much he couldn't live till he had to die.
Amen.
You know, I tell people, born once, die twice.
Amen.
Die twice, born once.
Amen. Well, look right here. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
Right here in Mark 11 and 21 and through 24, it says, and Peter called to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, thou decree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. You know, that's the key right there. Just have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You know, that's something, that's what he's telling me and you today, that we can have whatsoever that we said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You know, that's what God's telling us. That's his word. And God is not a God that should lie, but he's a God that's on the truth and going to tell us the truth. And he said we can have these things if we just don't.
Brother, God can do anything.
Yes, he can.
He's God.
He's God.
I mean, look how many miracles he's done to you and your wife.
Yes.
Look how many times he brought you through.
Yeah.
You know, I like this, what it says right here. Then Peter, they were going to the temple to pray, and that lame man looked at him. He said, Peter, I have not gold or silver, that what I have I give unto you.
Amen.
All right. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, that's what we got to be.
Yes.
Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this important man, by what means he is made whole.
Amen.
It's known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here forth and whole, before you and whole. This is the stone which was set in naught of you builders, which it become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. You get that faith in Jesus Christ, brother, and you have got power. I tell you, look at Joshua.
Yes.
Look at Joshua. I mean, God told him, no man will stand before you. No. Look at David. Look at the faith David had. He said, Lord, shall I go up? He said, go up. And David went up. He said, Lord, shall I go up? He said, son, you go over and sit down. Do you hear the gorge in the mulberry tree? And that's that angelic host taking care of it. Look at Gideon.
Yes.
Broke the picture. And look what happened. Brother, that is nothing but pure, honest to God faith.
Amen.
If you got that faith, I'm going to tell you, one time, I was preaching.
Amen.
On this particular case I'm talking about. And a man brought his wife to me. She had knots on her arm from her wrist to her elbow. I started to anoint her. The Holy Spirit checked me. I take my hand, anoint my hand, and run my hand from her wrist up to her elbow. There was a nail-scarred hand under my hand.
Amen.
Human being, you don't care who you are, how big you think you are, how small you think you are, whatever, there's no virtual healing in your body except the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And there was a nail-scarred hand under my hand. When I brought my hand back down, there wasn't a knot on her arm.
Amen.
God can do it. To him, just ain't nothing to it.
Right. Praise the Lord. God can do all things if we just only believe. Let's take a break right there for just a song. Let him sing a song. We'll get right back here, Brother Bobby. Just stay right in there with us.
Okay.
In the temple. of Jehovah. There was the veil that stood with God and man, but when the Savior gave his last blood, the veil was opened up that I could enter in. Well, any time I'm low in spirit, I can step right up into the throne on high. When I ring those prayer bells, I'll sweep deliverance.
Wonderful song there, Timothy's son. Let's
look into brother, getting back to Abraham, you know, when he carried Isaac on that mountain. Now,
yes.
Most people think that Isaac was a little boy. He wasn't. If you read the scripture and slow down and study what you're reading, Sarah was 90 years old when she got pregnant. All right, Abraham was older than she was. All right, now Sarah lived to be 127 years old. All right, now when Abraham carried Isaac up on the mountain, right after, that's when Sarah died. So Isaac had to be about 36 years old. If you'll think about it now, they had the burden on them donkeys, and Isaac carried the burden up the mountain.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't a little boy. I mean, even though he had childlike faith, if you could take the picture, I mean, he believed God.
Yes, he did.
He believed his daddy. He knew his daddy was righteous. In other words, he believed in God.
Yes, he did.
And, brother, if you got that kind of faith, I tell you, faith will carry you through.
Yes. You know, and every time Isaac would ask his father about... Where's the offering? Where's the sacrifice? We have the fire and everything. And he'd say, God will provide. God will.
Mm-hmm.
God will provide the sacrifice. And you know.
Okay. You know what just come to me?
What's that?
In your eyesight, God will provide.
Yes. Amen. I believe that.
Praise God.
I believe that with all my heart. You know, whenever the angel reached down and got Abraham then by the arm and saved him and told him, said, do thy lad no harm. So he done had him tied, done had him laid on the altar.
Oh, yeah.
And ready to
mm-hmm.
offer. But he had faith. But when he looked
Amen.
Down there, when the angel told him, said, look over yonder in the realms. And he looked over and there was a ram. There for the offer, for the sacrifice. You know, he knowed, but he told him down there before he ever went up there, he said, me and the lad will be back.
Yeah.
We'll return, you know. He had faith in God, knowing that he was going to take the lad with him and Isaac. They were going up there, but he wasn't going to have to hurt him because he knew that God was going to make a way for him. And, you know, that's
it's still like I said, brother, you've got to have absolutely faith in God, independence in God, in Jesus Christ. When you've got your absolute faith working, brother, let me tell you, you are invincible. You can order the devil around.
Yes,
there was a man, I can't think of her name. He come home one night, and his house was being torn apart. He said, "That's enough. Stop it. In the name of Jesus, stop it." He stopped. He said, "Now, you put everything back where it belongs. Everything, Chris Wiggleworth."
Yes.
And everything went right back in play. And 10 people were raised from the dead in his ministry. He had faith, brother. He had faith.
Amen. And God still God. And he'll
Amen.
Do the same for us today if we'll just only believe. If we'll
give
the price, God will do the same thing. And I believe it with all my heart.
Well, brother, let me tell you something. My faith is nothing less but in God and his righteousness.
Amen.
But you know, he said right here now, here's another place. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." That's that God kind of faith.
Yes.
"For verily," that's the kind of faith he had.
Yes.
"For verily I say unto you," and I say that because he said, "Greater things than you will do because I've got to go to my Father."
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into sea, and shall doubt not in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass," as faith, "he
yes.
shall have so what whatsoever he saith." Now, that's faith in God. You got that kind of faith? God's word, we will not back up on his word.
Amen.
And this is the word of God. If you've got that rock-solid faith, brother, let me tell you. You know, the little things in our life. There was a song one time, "Little things mean a lot." Now, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, something great big happened to you. You thank God for it. But what about your heartbeat? What about your breath?
Yeah.
The next breath. And I was at the yard the other day, brother, and it was hot, and I was working. And I said, "Father, don't remove this mountain. Just give me strength to climb."
Yeah.
And, brother, let me tell you, I went right on through it.
Amen. We can do it. We just trust him and believe him. You know, that's just like we had a mountain here a few days back. You know, we moved from Loudoun, Tennessee, up. We got a Sweetwater address, but we're living in Madisonville, Tennessee, right here next to the Hiawassee College. And we couldn't get nothing in this area but just dial-up. And we couldn't get on the internet, we couldn't get on nothing, we couldn't get our ministry going or nothing else because of this dial-ups. And so we kept praying, kept believing God and having faith and saying, something's got to go, something's got to happen. God made it possible now that we're on by satellite from right
Praise
here.
Praise God.
Or that we couldn't come on before. But he made it possible now that we're on by satellite. We got the satellite sitting on top of our house that's shooting out to the big satellite to where this message and this ministry goes out and it goes over the whole place now by satellite. And I thank God, you know, it took prayer and it took believing God that something was going to happen. We kept praying, kept believing God, and kept telling people to pray that our ministry wasn't going to go down the drain. But it was going to go for God. And God moved, and now we're on by satellite. Whenever they hear you now, they hear you by satellite. And I thank God, you know, that God made it possible that we can do
Amen.
It. And that was faith that moved. It wasn't Lord Yearwood because I couldn't do it. But God
No,
did
sir.
It. I praise God for it.
Yes, sir, brother. Let me tell you something. You got that faith in God? You got your dependence in God, and brother, let me tell you, look at the Hebrew children.
Yes.
I mean, they put them in that fiery furnace, and I'm telling you, but what did you say? Look down and say, how many we put in that furnace? They said 3. Well, I see the fourth, and he looked like the Son of God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, brother, he'll bring you out of the fire.
Yes.
Satan will try to put you in a fire, but let me tell you, faith in God will bring you out of that fire.
Yes, he will. And I praise God for it. Right here in Luke 17 and verse 5 and 6, it says, "And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith." And the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. That's the word, it's in you. You know, if we just have that faith and believe that whatever that we ask God, whatever that we tell to move, God's going to move it for us if we just only believe. You know, that's what it's all about, is faith. You know, as I said earlier in the program tonight, we cannot please God without faith. We can't do a thing without we have a faith in God. And
without that faith, we cannot. That's the word. Without faith, we cannot please God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, you just look. Now, Abraham, when God told him that he was going to have a son, he did. I mean, his faith was steadfast. Sarah's what? I'm saying he believed. Praise God. But let me tell you something, brother. God never fails.
No, he don't. He always comes through. And
I like this right here, brother, in Matthew. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more? Let me get right here. Is not, behold, what you shall put on? It is not. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather in barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Amen.
Are you not much more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take thought of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. I mean, God takes care of everything.
Yes, he does. Praise.
I mean, if you just look at things in a godly way, my God, look what God has done.
Yes. Praise God. God has moved for us if we just trust him and just believe. It's a blessing just to get up of a morning. That's a miracle right there. Just get up of a morning, clothed in your right mind.
I guarantee it is.
That's faith in God, that whenever you go to bed at night, that you're going to get up the next morning. And when you get up, that's faith that has been made full proof of. And I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Oh, and Mark, it says they took Jesus as he was.
Yes.
When they were crossing that, sea and that storm come up, and Jesus went back sleeping, you know, there. And Jesus said, oh, you have little faith? But, hey, they took him as he was. When you take Jesus as he was, you get him as he is.
Yes, amen. Praise
I tell
God.
You, brother.
Right here in Romans 5 and 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, which is wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You know, I praise God tonight that we, just having faith and being justified by faith in God, is wanting to just bless us if we just only trust him.
That's it.
That's a lot of people say they've got faith, but you know, to bring faith forth and to let it work, we've got to stand on that and believe that whatever that we ask, it's going to happen. And
if you don't, brother, if you don't have faith, it ain't going to happen.
That's right. And right here, Romans 10 and 8 and 10, it says, but what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. And you know, in verse 9 it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, that's what it's all about. Everything is moved on by faith. And that's what we've got to do, is just take faith and put it in our heart and believe, you know, that God has done this and God has raised Jesus from the dead. And, you know, I like this right back up here. Let's go back up here where it says, but what saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. You know, that's what we're preaching tonight, is faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll preach it and believe it and stand on it, God has got a miracle out there for us if we'll just only stand on it. You know, the people that's around the world, if they will only take this word that we're speaking tonight and place it into their spirit and grab onto the faith, not because of Brother Yearwood and not because of Brother Bryant out in South Mississippi, but because it's the Word of God, if they'll grab onto it and believe it and act on it, God will do something for them. He'll bring them through the mountain that they're standing before, and that's standing before them, if they don't know which way to turn, which way to look, or which way to go. But if they'll just have that faith in God, Brother Bobby, I believe with all of my heart that they can go through that mountain, and that mountain will be cashed out of their way, and they'll be able to have a testimony and say, I was standing before a mountain that was too big for me to even think about moving. But by faith, hearing the word of God and speaking the word of faith and standing on it, that mountain was moved. And I tell you what, I believe God can move the mountains today if we'll only let him. And a lot of times we think, well, it can't be done. The mountain's too big. But thank God, by faith, ain't no mountain too big for God to move if we'll just only believe it.
Praise God. There's no mountain too big. There's no valley too low. There's no sea too wide. But look at here what it said. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. My God, if you muck up that faith and let God take over and get rid of sin in their life. Brother, let me tell you something. I heard people say, well, you got to sin a little bit every day. No, you haven't.
Amen.
That's your own choice. That's not God's choice. God cannot look up on sin.
Amen.
Brother, let me tell you something. When you live in a righteous life, when you live in a godly life, things will happen in your life that is supernatural. It will just blow your mind on what God can do. I mean, he said, for surely my thoughts is not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Brother, his ways is so perfect and so holy and so righteous and so glorious.
Amen. You know,
and he loves so much.
Praise the Lord. That's right. You just brought something back to my mind there, Brother Bobby. You know, I've been worldwide on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, different radios, different things I've been on for years, since back in the 70s. And over the years, I've challenged them all over the world and everywhere else to, excuse me, if they could show me the scriptures where that once saved, always saved, you know, or that you have to sin a little bit more or less every day, I've asked them to send me or write me or something other and tell me the chapter and verse of them words. And, you know, I've never been able to get nobody to do it. And I've never found it and don't believe it. I believe that a man's got to be above sin. I believe that we've got to live without sin. And I know that we might accidentally slip up, but if we do, we have an effort with the Father.
That's what John said.
That's right. And you know, I challenge the people tonight all over the world, anywhere that listen to us, if they show us the chapter and verse for that we have to sin a little bit more or less every day, I'd like to know it. I'd like for them just to email me. And all they got.
Brother, people tell you things in the Bible is not in the Bible. When he says God won't put no more on you than you can bear, that's not in the Bible. He said, let no man say when he's tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. That blows other way. And people will say, he'll take your sin to cast them in the depth and cast the sea of forgiveness. That's not in the Bible. It's in the Bible. He'll have compassion. He'll turn again, and he'll cast our sin in the depth of the sea, not the sea of forgiveness. It don't say that. You hear people say, "May you make one step towards God, he'll make two towards you." That's not in the Bible. You draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That's in the Bible, brother. If you hear things that people say, even some preachers.
Yes.
His preacher one time made a statement. I asked him where it was, and he ain't never answered it. About where they, when the high priest went in the Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifice, and if God didn't, they had a rope tied to his leg with bells on it, and if the bells quit ringing, they pulled him out because he was dead. That's not in the Word of God.
Amen. You know, a lot of people have said a lot of things, brother, that's, not there. It's just because people draw up things in their mind, and they don't search it out to see. You know, the author's confusion is of Satan, and he'll do it every time if he can do it.
Look, brother, right. talking about faith. I tell you, one of the most perfect people that ever lived on this face of the earth. He had to have faith in God. Was Enoch.
Yes. Yes, he did. Praise God.
I mean, if there ever was anybody close to being perfect, I believe he was. Not perfect, but close.
Amen. Look right here in Ephesians 6 and 16, it says, above all thinking, the see, I'm having a little problem here. Above all thinking, the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, just by faith, we'll be able to turn all the wicked things away from us and overcome them. But we've got to believe by faith that it is done. And when we do that, then God will move for us. And I praise God for it. And right here in James 5:14 and 15, it says, if any sick among you, now this is the Word of God, it's telling us right here, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now that's the word of God right there. If people just have the faith and believe and just act on this word and doubt not whenever we pray or when they pray, God's going to move for them. It's all done by faith. And I praise God tonight that there are still people out there that can pray the prayer of faith and they don't doubt and they get miracles done. You know, there's too many times I hate to hear a preacher or somebody pray, "Lord, if it be thy will." It's his will. We just read it.
Amen.
We just read it right here, his will. If there's any sick among you, call the elders of the church and anoint them with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, the Lord shall raise them up. You know, if we just take the word of God and believe and stand on the word, God wants to do something for us. He's going to obey his word. Praise God. He's going to be obedient.
Look right here, brother. Look right here. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Amen.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking craftiness, nor hiding in, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth as faith, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom this God, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine on them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. I like this right here. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Brother, let me tell you, you are highly accepted by God when you are his child.
Yes, amen.
Look how many times they tried to kill Paul.
Oh, man. They tried it time after time, but didn't get it processed, did they? Not until...
No, they didn't.
You know,
so he finished the course.
So he finished it, and that's just the way we are today. I was thinking, and me and my wife was talking, I believe, earlier today, you know, till we finish our race, we're here to fight a battle. And we're going to have to fight it to win. And I thank God for it.
The devil ain't going to quit. Devil ain't going to quit. But let me tell you something, brother. That brain dead dummy, when he goes to picking on a child of God, he is stupid.
Yes, he is.
I mean, when you got that blood applied to your life, brother, let me tell you something. He got to get back. Brother, I've seen him three times. Not in dream, not in vision. I've seen him three times.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, brother. With the power of God in your life, you and God are majority. I don't care what the army is.
Amen.
I mean, look what he did for the children of Israel. Look how many times he brought them out of the fire. How many times it would have looked impossible? God, with all things are possible with God.
Oh.
I mean, he'll part a sea for you. He'll lower a mountain for you. He'll fill up the valley for you. He'll make a crooked path straight. My God, he'll do it.
Yes, he will. Well, Brother Bubby, I see that our time is done.
Oh, I've enjoyed this, brother.
Oh, I've enjoyed it, too. He's done come and gone, so We got a prayer request right here I want to read over and let you be a praying about these here. Pray for us. And we got Brother Bob Hicks in South Carolina. Him and his wife is 90 years old. Pastor, still pastoring the church. We just come out of the service with them up there. They need strength in their body. So just pray for them. Got a lady by the name of Miss Dean. She needs a touch in her body. Got Lily Elrod. She needs a touch. Brother and Sister Miller needs a touch and a healing in their body. Wayne Dockery, he needs a deliverance from alcohol. We got Clarence and Eloise Norris. They need a healing in their body. Jackie and Geneva, they need salvation. The Word of Faith Church needs a roof. So just pray that the finances will come in on them. And so the time is done up. So we'll do this next week. Lord's will, none don't happen.
Well, brother, let me say this before we go. When Jesus told his disciples to go out there and get that money out of that fish's mouth,
yes,
he'll provide a way.
Amen. Yes, he will. Okay, then. We'll
okay, God bless, brother.
God bless you, and good night.
Good night.